Mr. Leary, reel 4.
So you got on the first thing of the morning onto parade, and you might be given a job in the officers' quarters. You might have to mop down the stairs leading from like the higher part of the building. You might have to mop round by the steps outside by the officers' quarters. You might have a job in the canteen just doing something. Some little job that'd take about 20 minutes. When you'd done it, you was free then. And so you'd say, all right, and off you'd go. They'd generally send you on a job that was a pensioner was responsible for, you see. But the pensioner'd be there to see you done it.
Mm. Tell me about these pensioners. How many were there around, and what was their sort of position?
Oh, the pensioners had every, you might call, good job they was in the barracks.
What kinds of things?
Well, there was pensioners in charge of the drying rooms. There was pensioners in charge of the basement where the boilers was, like for the hot water, for washing you and shower baths and all that business. And there was odd pensioners in the cook house. Oh, there was pensioners on, you know, there was all retired naval people, like, that had gone out of the services as petty officers, as chief petty officers, and they'd be living ashore, you see. And they was on a good thing there.
Although these were retired lower deck people, did they have sort of control over you? They could order you around, could they?
No, they couldn't really order you around, but they could see you done the thing, what you were supposed to do, and if you didn't do it, they'd report it, you see, to MP, Naval Police.
What were they like on the whole? Were they okay?
Who?
The pensioners.
Well, they like every walk of life. You got good ones and you got some snotty ones, sort of thing. Mm. But
there was no particular pattern?
No, but it was all right. I don't expect their wives ever bought a weekend joint of meat or anything like that. We all knew that they was going home and practically living on our, what we should be getting, some of it anyway.
What sort of things did they get?
Oh, tea and sugar and stuff like that, you see.
These were what, part of the official rations?
Well, they've started again.
Never mind, let's just catch a camera.
Well, it was, you see, there was pensioners in charge of all these main victualling parts, where the beef used to come in, and tea and sugar and everything like that. There used to be always pensioners working in them places.
Yeah.
But of course it was common knowledge in the barracks that...
Were there any particular... I mean, there must have been some difficulty in them walking out with lumps of beef under their arm.
Oh,
was there any particular method they used?
They wouldn't walk out, you see. The pensioners could get out through the dockyard. As I'm telling you, the dockyard was like the dockyard, and the barracks was nearly one. Only there was very high railings coming along the edge of the barracks. It was where the drilling ground was that used to touch like the end of the dockyard.
Yeah.
And you could walk really out of the dockyard into the barracks, and out the barracks into the dockyard. But then if you got in the dockyard, of course they had to get through the dockyard gates, and there was police there, dockyard police, you see, but it was common knowledge they used to be able to get things out.
Were there any particular things that were most easy or most popular to take?
Oh, well, I don't think anybody would be particular, really, unless it was foodstuff or something like that.
Well, if they were getting part of the rations, did this affect the official issue of rations? Were they...
No, because, you see, as I'm telling you, it used to fluctuate the number of people that was in the barracks. There might be so many hundred in this week, and then there might be Oh, at weekend, there might be, oh, God knows, so many, maybe 100 on weekend leave, gone off on leave, you see, from maybe some Friday night till Monday morning. Well, their rations was really coming into the barracks, but the mess didn't get... If I was in 8 mess and I was going away for the weekend, you see, that would be scratched off. I'd be the mess would be one less with me going. But really, where did that food stuff go to? Because it used to go to the cook house, but it didn't come from the cook house to the mess. So if there was 20 in the mess and 5 of them was on weekend, they'd only get 15 men's rations. But them 5 men that was on weekend leave wouldn't get nothing for being on weekend leave in lieu of the food that they should be getting if they was in barracks.
Yeah, I see. Was that a particular source of annoyance to the...
Well, you wouldn't notice about these things then, but when you come to think about them after, you see, you can see how... another thing is, it used to be common knowledge, you see, from the... regulating officers and things like that. If you wanted weekend leave from Friday till Monday or something like that, it used to, man, you can't prove it, and I never seen it. Well, I did see it done once, but you could go down there and you could say to the regulating petty officer, you can say, I want, how about it, any chance of getting off this weekend? And he'd say, well, are you watching show the weekend? See, same as I was telling you about the 4 watches. And you might say, yes. Well, he'd say, what's the reason for you wanting to go? And you make some excuse. Oh, well, all right, I'll put a request in. Well, he couldn't grant it you, but he could put your name on the list and that would go before the duty officer, you see, on the Thursday, whether you could have weekend leave. But what the regulating officer said, you see, it was he'd put a tick to it, something like that, you see, and the officers, duty officers would say, oh, yes, like, it's all right, he can go ashore. Yes, it's all right, granted, not granted.
Would you give him a perk to help him?
Oh, well, that's where it was, you see. You see, if you got weekend pass, you'd have to have a pass for weekend leave, because if you were seen in Devonport, as I'm telling you, you couldn't have civilian clothes, so you'd be in uniform. If you were seen anywhere around about Devonport or Plymouth or anything like that, but the naval police that used to be walking about all day, and they'd stop you and ask you where your pass was. And you'd have to find this pass and show them, you see, that you had leave. Now, if you hadn't got that pass, into bikes you went, and you had to, you know, to say why you hadn't. You see, in these days, you can walk about with civilian clothes. And
so what kind of perk would you give the guy in order to put your name on the list?
Oh, well, them days it might be 5 bob or something like that. Well, that was a lot of money in them
that
days,
much.
You see. Oh, aye. Oh, they jump at it, some of the lads, to give it to get for a weekend leave.
Yes. You said there was one occasion when you saw...
Oh, but that was in the second first war when I was a regulating PO, you see.
I see. Yeah, never mind. Tell me about it anyway.
Oh, well, the thing was that... He was a Liverpool lad, this, and he was a barber, and he wanted this weekend leave. Well, we couldn't really see to give him the weekend leave, but he wanted this particular. Of course, at them days, I was stationed on the Manchester Ship Canal, and... I said, all right, well, he could go on leave, but he didn't want no passes. He'd best get in civvies when he got home, you see. And when he come back, he said, oh, I've left something. This was when he'd come back to my office. Like, he said, I left something in the mess in your office for you, PO. So I said, oh, all right. And not thinking, and just after, it was, I think it was a 10 shilling note or a pound note. Well, I didn't you know, I didn't want to have it, but it was common knowledge, you see. But that was the only time I ever took a bribe.
Mm-hmm. Whilst we were talking about victualling, and you were explaining to me about the pensioners getting their sort of portion of the victualling, were there any other abuses associated with victualling? What about the contractors? Was there any...
Well, of course, we couldn't say, and I wasn't in a position because I was only then like a second-class stoker, you see, and I couldn't see what, like, another petty officer would see or anything like that, you see.
So as far as
but
you...
But it was common knowledge between the commoner, gardener, stoker in the barracks and the seamen that, you know, it was going on.
Did you hear through rumour any ways in which food that should have been coming into through the victuallers, through the contractors?
No.
You didn't?
No, you wouldn't get to know anything like that.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got through Reveille and we've gone on parade, and the next thing I want to talk to you about is breakfast. This would be about 7:30, I think you said.
Yes, somewhere about that.
Yeah. Could you tell me about the arrangements that were made for collecting the rations and for serving them?
Well, it was on general messing. So one would go down with the big kettle, what we'd call a Dixie or something like that, and he'd go down number 8 mess, perhaps 20 men in it at the time, and he'd get so much tea bowled out of one of them copper things for maybe 20 pints of tea. And the other one would go and I've come for 8 mess, and it might be, bacon and red lead or something like that. You know what the red lead is?
No.
Tomato juice. And you just picked it up, and you used to draw the bread and the marge. And that was it. You'd come up and you'd have it. And the same thing had happened at dinner time and the same thing at night time. And, of course, you were supposed to get a supper, which, supper wasn't worth bothering about.
So there'd be a couple of people on ration duty.
Each day.
Yeah, I see. And they'd bring the food up. And how would it be, how would you lay things out to each?
Well, if you was pretty well all there, they'd put 20 plates out, something like that, and slobber it all out, you see, and like that. And if you wasn't just up in time, well, it'd be left on the table for you until you come for it. There was no, you couldn't say, I'll take it down and take it to the cookhouse for them to keep warm for him. Oh, no.
Yes.
There was no such thing as that.
Yes. Was all the food for each meal brought up from the cookhouse?
Yes.
Or did you keep any food in the mess?
Oh, you'd keep bread, as near as I can think. I think it was bread and marge, and that was about the only thing, the butter and the bread. You didn't keep nothing else in the mess.
No tea or sugar or anything?
No.
No,
it used to be already brewed down at the cookhouse, that.
And what would breakfast normally consist of?
Well, I was telling you, it might be red lead and bacon, or it might be eggs.
Yes.
You might have got a couple of eggs. But, you know, the no such thing as soft yolks. They'd be as hard as old goodness knows what.
And you'd all be seated at this, around this table?
Yes, like if there was 20 in the mess, it'd be 10 each side.
I see, yes. Who was responsible for clearing up and how did you do it?
The cooks. The cooks was responsible, but Saturday morning they could stay in the mess because it all had to be cleaned up, all the floors and all like that, certain mornings.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tell me about clearing up. What was involved in that?
In which?
Clearing up. After breakfast, you said they'd be clearing
They'd go down and they'd get a drop of hot water, you see, in this here thing as they used to get the tea in.
Yeah.
And they'd do the washing up in that and go and take it down after and empty it out in the basement and clean the Dixie out, and that used to be put on the table at the end of the mess, you see.
Yeah.
Left there like till dinner time, or otherwise it was just shoved down below.
I see. So the food would be cleared away. What about the mess as well? Would you clean that up at this time?
Oh, it all had to be cleaned. Mm-hmm. But the floors was only cleaned every so often. Maybe three times a week or something like that.
Now, after you...
And the forms used to be all scrubbed. But Saturday morning was a big morning, and they used to call it... Saturday morning's routine. Well, Saturday morning's routine meant everything had to be cleaned. The floors, the stool, the table, the cupboards where they used to put the pots and all like that. And the officer used to come round and he'd give it proper inspection. The light bulbs and everything in the place used to be properly inspected Saturday morning.
Fine. Okay.